Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You got problems? She's got answers. Kelly on K-Frog with today's DM Dilemma.
This is a really heartbreaking DM dilemma, so I'm hoping we have some really good advice for this person. We're going to call her Sherry, not her real name. I'm hoping you could ask your listeners for some guidance on my current situation. When my husband and I started dating, his dog was his best bud. He was a part of our wedding and a huge part of our lives. Sadly, he's now older, and we just found out that he has cancer. My husband has already spent so much money finding out what was wrong with him and now wants to try more procedures to get as much life out of him as possible. I know he means a lot to my hubby, but I can't see spending our savings to maybe get a few more months, and who knows what kind of quality it'll be. I gently brought it up to my husband and he didn't want to talk about it. What's my best approach? Well, first off, I am so sorry for your family because I know how much dogs mean to me and my family. They're a part of the family. So I get your husband wanting to do everything for man's best friend, but I get where you're coming from. You're probably looking at it more logical versus your husband, who's probably looking at it in a more emotional way. And I know this is going to sound cliche and we hear it all the time. It's communication is typically the answer to all of these DM dilemmas. But in this situation, I would definitely tell your husband, look, we need to sit down. We need to have a serious conversation. And it might not be what your husband wants to hear, but you speaking openly maybe will get him to open his eyes. I know it sounds callous to say like there's a price tag on how far you would go, because I know people that would clear out their bank accounts for their dogs, but I get where you're coming from. I think the two of you guys need to come up with a budget and be like, look, we could spend X amount of money and see what we can do for your dog and maybe come up with a happy compromise. I don't know. That would be my suggestion. What would you tell Sherry in her situation? How do you handle this? Your husband losing his best bud and trying to do everything he can to save him. Can you call and give some advice? 888-431-3764. You could call that number. You could text it. What would you do on this DM dilemma? Today's DM dilemma, we have a concerned wife. Her husband is about to lose his best friend, his dog. Sherry, not her real name, sent a DM saying that their dog has been a part of their lives from even before they were dating. And sadly, their dog has been diagnosed with cancer. She said her husband is spending a bunch of money to try and get whatever life he can out of his best friend. And she's at the point now where she doesn't want him to clear out their bank account trying to save their dog. What is the right thing to do? She's asking for some guidance on the right approach. What would you do, Marissa, in Lake Elsinore?
So I actually just did go through this exact scenario. My dog just passed from cancer a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We got over a year with her extra because of the stuff that we did. Went to an oncologist and she was put on chemo, which is only a pill. It was not a big deal. She had a great quality of life for majority of the time. My husband knew better than to come in between me and my dog's life, had he pushed or complained or anything, I would have left him and would have resented him forever, and he knows that. It's more than just a dog. That's the only person that's there every single day. Even when you're having problems with your spouse, he's going to end up resenting her if she pushes this. Money comes back, life does not.
Wow, what a great point. Marissa, thank you so much for your call. I'm so sorry for your loss. 714, sadly been in this situation too, says, I have seen this many times as I've owned many dogs, and a veterinarian once told me it's quality over quantity. As a pet owner, it's our responsibility to help them in all situations, even the hardest moments. What would you do if you're in this situation? Sherry needs some advice on how to talk to her husband, what she should do. Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. Sadly, today's DM dilemma sounds like you're putting a price tag on man's best friend. Sherry, not her real name, sent a message that sadly, their dog has been diagnosed with cancer. Now, this is the dog that her husband had before they were even dating. It was a part of their wedding. And her husband is willing to do whatever he can to save his best bud. Sherry, however, does not want to go into debt over the medical bills associated with the dog's treatment. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where you call from?
Zachary from Rancho Cucamonga.
Zachary, what would you tell Sherry to do?
You can just earn more money. Dogs are family.
Zachary, you sound like a very smart little boy. Thank you so much for your call. Carolyn in Rialto, what would you do?
I went through the same scenario. A couple months ago, I lost my dog to rat poison.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Did you spend a bunch of money trying to save him?
No, we couldn't because we didn't have enough money. But in my opinion, if I could, I would, because dogs are like our children. Animals are like children. We'll spend every single penny we have to save it.
So you think Sherry's just got to let her husband spend the money?
Yeah.
310 says, my heart breaks for this family. We just had to make this hard decision as well back in February. We put my dog down after battling an autoimmune disease. We did have a conversation with the vet, though, and they kind of outweighed quality over quantity. So it might be a good idea to have a sit down with the vet and your husband. What would you do for the DM dilemma? Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
His DM dilemma was one that people could definitely relate to, and it was heartbreaking, but people are still calling with advice. So if you missed it, here's Sherry's DM. I was hoping you could ask your listeners for some guidance on my current situation. When my husband and I started dating, his dog was his best bud. He was a part of our wedding and a huge part of our lives. Sadly, he's older now, and we just found out he has cancer. My husband has already spent so much money on finding out what was wrong with him and now wants to try more procedures to get as much life out of him as possible. I know he means a lot to my hubby, but I can't see spending our savings to maybe get a few more months, and who knows what kind of quality it'll be. I gently brought it up to my husband, and he didn't want to talk about it. What is my best approach? I shared that my advice would be to have a sit-down conversation with her husband. As much as he doesn't want to hear it, maybe there's something that they can both agree to. I am a dog lover, and I would do almost anything for my dogs, but I understand her situation. She doesn't want to go in debt, and obviously her husband has a bigger emotional attachment to his dog. Susan in Rancho, what do you think?
There's a lot of factors that would play into it. I love my animals. They are definitely family. And in fact, last year we spent like $1,300 on our dog for her allergies.
Oh, gosh.
But when it's something like cancer, you know, you got to look at quality of life and who are you doing it for? Are you doing it for the dog or are you doing it for yourself?
That's a great point. In fact, somebody on Facebook pointed out if your dog can't do its favorite three things, then it's time to have a very serious conversation. Emma in Orange, what would your advice be?
Okay, so I have a dog and we love him. Like, with all our hearts, he's listening right now. And I would say, like, have a conversation with him and say, like, how does he feel? Like, if we could, like, go through this together, like, find something that we could do together. where we just don't waste our money and don't waste, and we like help the dog survive.
Emma, you sound like you are wise beyond your years. I agree with you. I think maybe a compromise might be able to be found between Sherry and the husband. What do you think? If you want to weigh in now, you can call me or send me a text at 888-431-3764.